on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A provincial day of mourning has been declared in the Eastern Cape following deadly floods. Heavy rains wreaked havoc in the provinces OR Tambo and Amatola district municipalities this week. Premier Oscar Mabuyane says the 79 lives lost will be remembered next Thursday. Addressing the media, Mabuyane said government and funeral homes are working together to support affected families. He says post-mortems are underway, with many bodies already collected for burials.
We have agreed on the 19th of June. That will be the day that we are calling all people in South Africa to give yourself a moment just to give honor and praise to God that we still have many lives that were rescued and saved.
The disaster in the Eastern Cape has left around 10,000 people homeless. While temporary shelters are being considered for those displaced, Mabuyane has warned that rebuilding on unsafe land cannot continue.
Those who have built houses below the flood line should not go back there. It has been difficult for municipalities to service this part because this land belongs to someone. We've got to have a conversation now on how you regularize that so that municipalities can come up and control and regulate how people are settling here.
Both the police minister and police commissioner are in Umtata this morning to assess the damage. And back home, KZN Premier Tami Ntuli says the government will prioritise 14 schools where learning has stopped due to extreme weather. Nearly 200 schools across the province were affected by heavy rains and gale-force winds this week. Yesterday, Ntuli visited Thandukwazi Senior Primary School in Gwamashu, one of the hardest hit. KZN Education says it's still assessing the number of flood-damaged schools. But the Premier says the slow response by officials is concerning and needs urgent attention.
Learning is affected quite severely. So it means we'll be prioritizing with those 14 schools to ensure that we normalize the situation, either by providing the mobile classrooms in the interim while we look for a permanent solution. But it's unfortunate that in our government we have such experiences. Since on my arrival in the office, I addressed the behavior of our officials in terms of responding timely on the challenges.
Meanwhile, in the U.S., flooding from heavy rains in the southern state of Texas have left at least 10 people dead. On Thursday, intense downpours caused flash flooding in the city of San Antonio. Officials say a search is underway for several missing people. And finally, a plastics recycling organization believes a greener future can help fight youth unemployment. Polyco will be part of the Green Youth Indaba in Durban next week to support youth development. Here's the group's Chantal Philander.
With youth unemployment sitting over 46% this year, the challenge is clear, but so is the potential. The waste and recycling sector holds immense potential to unlock green jobs, foster youth entrepreneurship, and advance South Africa's just transition towards a circular economy.
The top story, a provincial day of mourning has been declared in the Eastern Cape following deadly floods. Premier Oscar Mabuyane says the 79 lives lost this week will be remembered next Thursday. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.